The Gate and the Well, a walkthrough demonstration of the first two steps of the hand psalter. You'll want both hands free. If you're driving or carrying groceries, come back to this later. It'll keep. Let your left hand lie palm up in your lap. Open, loose, relaxed. That hand is the secret garden. Your wrist is the gate. The deep hollow in the middle of your palm is the well. Your five fingers are five garden plots, each with a name, and we'll leave those for another day. Your right thumb is the gardener. That's the one that does the walking. Every pilgrimage begins at a threshold. Here's yours. Take your right hand and wrap it gently around and under your left wrist. Cradle it. Now move the fingers of your right hand around until you find your pulse on your left wrist. You might need to remove your watch. Take your time with it. It can be shy. There it is, that quiet, rhythmic thrum. That's the metronome of the garden. The sound of the sap rising. The evidence that you're being held up, second by second, by a gardener who never sleeps. Stay there a moment and notice it. Now, the breath. We call this one the somatic sigh. Take a deep breath in, and then a long, slow, audible exhale out loud like this. As the air goes out, let the clutter of your day blow away from the foot of the gate so it can't follow you in. Now it's your turn. Two or three deep somatic sighs, making sure your exhale is audible. And while your hand is still there, one very old prayer. The Trisagion, slightly adapted. Christians have been praying it since about the 5th century, and we'll breathe it rather than just saying it. You'll take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, you'll speak the line of the prayer. Deep breath in. Exhale, Holy God. Deep breath in. Exhale, Holy and Mighty. Deep breath in. Exhale, Holy Immortal One. Deep breath in. Exhale. I praise you. That's the gate latch lifting. You might feel lighter and more relaxed already. If you felt nothing at all just then, you're in very good company. The gate is a door, and standing at it is the whole job. And standing there is more than most of us manage in a whole day. Let's move on to the next step, the well. Still holding your wrist, see yourself turning the latch in the gate and step inside. Now release the wrist. Take the pad of your right thumb, the gardener, and slide it into the deep fleshy hollow at the very center of your left palm. Press firmly, but without stress. And now we're going to do another somatic sigh. Deep breath in, and a long vocal exhale. Ha. Now notice what your palm is telling you, because this is a diagnostic. Is it tight and resistant? Feeling hard? Your garden is cluttered and the soil has gone hard from the traffic of your worries. Stay here breathing until something gives a little. Is your palm soft and receptive? You've found the spring and you're ready to rest. Now, just look at the shape of your palm for a second. It's a basin. It was made to hold something. Most of us live like canals, long, narrow trenches with water in them only when the rain comes or somebody upstream opens a gate. When the world goes dry, a canal is a scar full of dust. A well, however, is dug down deep into the aquifer, to the water that's there, whatever the weather. And sitting here at the well is how the water rises. Now, before we continue to the next part of this, let me be honest. Because it's the part I've always been worst at. I'm the woman who used to check her email in the middle of her own quiet time. On an ordinary Tuesday, my brain is a committee that has trouble agreeing on anything. Stillness and I were introduced very late in life, which is possibly why I trust this process. It had to work on someone like me, and it did. By giving my body somewhere to go, while my mind carried on being itself. But let me begin with a short story while you continue to sit with your thumb in the well. There's a story about Jean Vianney, the curé of Arles, who noticed an old farmer slipping into his church every day and sitting a long while in front of the altar. No rosary, no lips moving. Just the old man, still, hour after hour. Eventually, the priest's curiosity got the better of him, and he asked what on earth he was doing all that time. The old man looked back at the priest, rather surprised, as though the answer were obvious. He nodded toward the altar, and then back at himself. I look at him, he said. And he looks at me. That's contemplative prayer. The whole of it. A turning of the attention and the discovery that someone was already turned toward you. So let's continue. Your thumb still pressed into the well. We're going to sit on the bench at the well for a minute. This is a gaze, and a gaze is all it is. If a thought drops into your mind while you gaze, a task, a worry, something somebody said, let it come. Feel the pressure of your thumb and say quietly to yourself, I look at him and he looks at me. You may find yourself saying this almost without a break because your mind is so distracted. And if that's the case, that's okay. We all start somewhere. I'm going to give you a full minute to practice this gaze. Now let the pressure of your thumb in the palm ease, but keep your thumb in the well. Let the fingers and thumb of your left hand fold gently around that thumb, and let the fingers of your right hand cradle them both. Rest there quietly. Those are the first two landmarks of the hand psalter. There's a great deal more garden. 5 plots with names of their own. Gratitude. Wonder. Labor. Lament. And provision. And a trellis, which is what we call the joints of your fingers. And a way of checking the weather before you start. But 2 is plenty for a first walk, and if you learned only these, the gate and the well would still be worth having. Because your hands go with you, into a hospital corner, into a car park before a conversation you're dreading, to a red light, or even 10 minutes before everyone comes downstairs. Both hands free. One is the garden. The other is the gardener. And now, come and see what's growing.